Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 23rd of October. Hope you're all well. Thanks to the lads coming on yesterday. Bit of feedback. Glad to see everybody bar Sam Cassidy agreed with me on the Bond movie. He's from Liverpool, you know. When you look at it properly, Sam, perhaps go and watch it again. Send another 12 quid in the old Liverpool Cineplex or whatever it is, and it's a load of bollocks, and the old story's gone. Doesn't make one ounce of sense. It's not Daniel Craig, it's a James Bond movie. Daniel Craig is just somebody who was given the job of playing him. And that's it, and he's still not the best. And who would have thought, I keep talking about the old dregs of society, how the old plug hole's been pulled out, but who'd have thought when this all started, I've been up since about 4, couldn't sleep last night, so we've been processing football and while waiting for sheets to do, scouring news and articles and this across the globe. Who would have thought that when all this COVID started in whatever it was now, when was it? March 2020, February 2020, around then, last. Yeah, I was in San Diego when it all kicked off in China. Yeah, so end of January, early February 2020, wasn't it? And who would have thought that wearing a mask would be the next big political football? It's just quite incredible, isn't it? How this sort of inoffensive little whatever it be, 6-inch by 3-inch cloth, or whatever it may be made of, depending on what one you wear, has become yet again, as with everything, so tribal, isn't it? It's just, wear a mask, wear a fucking mask, you're killing people, wear a mask, and don't wear a mask, don't wear a mask, they fucking kill you, they don't do anything, don't wear a mask. And now you've probably got people who want to wear a mask, and because of their political affliction don't, and people who don't want to wear a mask, and probably because of their political affliction do. It's just a really bizarre thing, that sort of freedom of choice disappears as we just get tribal over these issues, and once it kicks in it can't be shifted. It is a really strange phenomenon, how something as inoffensive really as wearing a mask becomes something. I said when it all laid off, you know, when they started easing restrictions, I said you'll start getting people you know, abusing people on the train. And literally that week, I saw it that first week, somebody, what are you wearing a fucking mask for? And it's just sort of escalated now, obviously, with people like fucking Rees-Mogg. I mean, I just, honestly, he makes me fucking puke. And it's not his views on mask wearing, it's him. He just absolutely makes me fucking puke. He's a vile, odious fucking human being. But how people like him stand up and sort of jest about it in the Houses of Parliament. It's just was reading this morning and just thought how fucking strange that this has become a tribal football now, wearing a mask. How pathetic and low are we going to really take all this? But there you go. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, don't wear a fucking mask, they fucking kill you. Don't wear a mask, you're killing people. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, let's get on to some foosball and some NFL. Everton, fill your boots. Everton, fill your boots. The old Gooners, I didn't watch it, but we had a little Zoom last night. Thank you to those who attended. It's become secret squirrel Zoom now. Not many see just shows. I send emails out. What's the point on Friday of taking the 10, 15 minutes to check everything and type an email when no fucker reads it? Won't bother anymore. No emails. Keeping the Zooms to ourselves. My own little secret club. Bollocks to you. But yes, apparently Villa were absolutely dreadful. I can't believe that they were worse than Spurs in the first half at Arsenal. I mean, it's Villa and Spurs seem to be making a very bad Arsenal team look good. I mean, I've seen things Arsenal were brilliant. I just don't believe it, to be fair. I can't believe Villa were worse than Spurs were there, because we were absolute. I mean, we didn't have a midfield. It was just one big glaring hole. But yeah, Villa, shocking. Told you, John Terry. See, he was the answer. It was all JT, nothing to do with old Dino. It's all JT. I do love it. It's very sort of getting better, sort of 11 after a game like that's been played, and get the fans, the fans' reactions of sort of that impulse, that straight impulse after the game. I'm like it with Spurs, just that straight after the match. Dino out, get rid of him, he ain't up to the job. You know, it's Villa were, Grealish was a massive part, they've replaced him. Don't have a massive view of them. I thought they were really poor against Tottenham. I didn't think we were that good to win that game. But, yeah, a couple of big games for them coming up. Hopefully it's a bad weekend for all the teams in claret and blue. That'll be lovely, won't it? I love doing these podcasts. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that I annoy people. Yeah, I just love the fact that there's people who just get annoyed listening to me. They listen just to get annoyed. It's fucking great. It's beautiful. Right. Football. No, NFL. Let's do the NFL first. So NFL got four bets. These were put on the Telegram group yesterday, but I do try and remember to put them on here. But Telegram guys get them on a Friday. New York Jets at the Patriots. Patriots minus 6.5. Oh, I didn't put the minus in, actually. Just looking at that sheet. There, I've just put it on the sheet, but it is minus 6.5. Kansas City at Tennessee. Flipping it, I've spelt that wrong. Well, I must have had a typing. I've had a complete enough to a dyslexic typing shift on the old sheet. Let's do that. Right, okay. Right. New York Jets at New England Patriots. Patriots minus 6.5. Kansas City Chiefs at Tennessee Titans. Kansas minus 4.5. Atlanta at Miami. Atlanta minus 2.5. If Miami win that game, I'm going to be fuming. After their performance last week. And Philadelphia, I've spelled Philadelphia wrong as well. That is just an absolute car crash of a sheet. There you go. Sorry, Telegram guys. They must have thought some flipping 2-year-old had typed it out. Right, Philadelphia Eagles at Las Vegas Raiders. Philadelphia plus 3. So New England minus 6.5. Kansas minus 4.5, Atlanta minus 2.5, and Philadelphia plus 3. I've corrected the sheet. When I put it on Telegram next time, it will be right. Sorry, team. That was an absolute miss. Football-wise, let's have a look and see what we've got. We have got on the Fussball. Oh, excuse me. First half goals at Fiorentina Cagliari playing tomorrow at 2:00. So again, you might want to do these 20-25 minutes inwards. Fiorentina Cagliari, West Ham Tottenham, and Stuttgart Union Berlin. So three first half goals: Fiorentina, West Ham, and Stuttgart. And then home backs. I've got a couple of home mentions. Obviously, we had Strasbourg and a championship team last week that I can't even remember. Just can't remember them all. Can't remember them all. Who was it last week? Genuinely can't remember. Who do we want this week? Hold on a minute. I've got to get some odds up. That's what I'm missing. I'm there. Another cracking production from FTS Podcast Productions. Absolute shambles. Got the wrong markets up. Got over 2.5 goals it's set on right now. Now we're bonding. Right, Palace today. Palace today, that's one that perhaps bet. And if they take the lead, remove your liability. Crystal Palace to beat the old tea towels. I'm going to get abuse for that at some time, and I love it. Beautiful. No, that doesn't qualify. And then into tomorrow. So Palace at the minute. I'm just doing these. You'd think I'd do it before, wouldn't you? But that would be too simple, wouldn't it? We wouldn't be able to have the fun of me chatting away. Twente. FC 20 versus Nijmegen. 20 versus Nijmegen. A home win. And, nope, too short, see if I can find one more for you, and Fiorentina home win, Fiorentina Cagliari, so Palace 20 and Fiorentina home wins as well. That's it. So you got the NFL, you got some first half goals, so you may want to play 20 minutes onwards, and the football home wins the Palace game, you may want to remove your liability if they take the lead. They're prone to letting in late equalisers. I do think they'll win that game, though. I do think they'll win that. But on the prices, they're a little dabble. That's it from me. I'll be back Monday for Mindset Monday. I'm going to stay indoors, let the whole world beat themselves up over mask wearing. And I'll be back with you Monday. Have a lovely weekend. I hope your football punting, football trading goes well. And I'll be back with you Monday.